Srimad Bhagavad Gita as it is, kakšna je. Chapter 10, The Opulence of the Absolute. Text 16 and maybe 17 would be nice to read. Ah, you'll have there, yes. It's a little less to translate, maybe. Can read. Mislim da bom prebral slovenščini. Zaenkrat pa bom se spomnil, kako se govoriš slovenščini. Ker sem vse pozabil. Že. Ok, vers 16 in 17. Veličastje absoluta. In v sanskritu vibhuti yoga. Yoga skozi vibhuti. Skozi veličastje Krišne. Ampak se še ne začela vibhuti yoga. Še imamo vprašanja Arjune. Rodil sem se v temi najgloblje nevednosti. Duhovni učitelj pa mi razsvetli z baklo znanja oči. Nema oči. Zato se mu spoštljivo priklanjam. Vanja kalpadarubhyascha kripa sindhuvyaiva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Vaishnave, gospodovi bhakti so kakor drevesa želja, saj lahko izpolnijo želje vsakogar. Polni so usmiljenja do padlih duš kot oceani. Kripa sindhuvya. Zato se jim spoštljivo priklanjam. Shri Chaitanya padam bhoja madhupebhyo namo namaha katanchi dashaya desham shapitat ganda bhagbhavet. My humble obeisances to all the Vaishnava devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Spoštljivo se priklanjam vsem bhaktom Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, ki so kot pčele, čebele. Kot čebele, ki pijejo med zloto sa stopal Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, ker celo pes, ki vzame zavetje u lotosih stopal bakt Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, tudi dobi ta med. Hare Krishna. Yasya prasada dagipi sadya sarvagitam rajasya Sri Chaitanya Devame Bhagavan samprasidatu. May Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, be merciful unto us. By His grace, a complete fool can get all knowledge in 1 second. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasati Gaura Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Maybe 17. This I'll just read. Vaktumarhasya Sheshena Divya Hyatma Vibhutaya Ya Vir Vibhudibir Lokam Imam Stam Vyapyatishtasi. Prosim te, podrobno mi opiši svoje božanske pojavne oblike, s katerimi prežemaš vse svetove. Hare Krishna. Komentar. Iz tega verza je razvidno, da je Arjuna že zadovoljen s svojim. Če imam kakšni napačni naglas, prosim, da popravite me. Ja? Zadovoljen? Zadovoljen. Hvala. Zato prosim, zadovoljen. своим познаванням Всевишньої Божанської особливості Кришни. По Кришновій милості іма Арджуна особливу іскушню, інтелігенцію, знання, тер усе, кар сі є могоче придобити з помочо летех, летех. Інде дає Кришна Всевишня Божанська особливість. Сам нема веч нобенега двома. Клюб тему па Кришно проси найму опише своє всепрежимаючо нараво. Всепрежимаючо нараво абсолюта заніма предусім навадні люди і імперсоналісти. Арджуна зато спрашує Кришно о негових разноликих енергіях, по катерих є Кришна усе присотен. Ведети морамо, кай морамо ведети? Да, Арджуна поставля то впрашання заради навадних люди. Па кай то? Па нісмо навадні люди, не? То ні за нас, мислім. Кай бомо? Здай. Ampak moramo vedeti, kaj lahko vprašamo o Krišnju. Okay. Vers 17. Ker 16. vers ima samo eno vrstico v database. Naslednji pa zelo zanimiv. Lahko skupaj to ponovimo. Kadham vidyam aham yogin... Tvam sada parichintayam Keshu keshu cha bhaveshu Chintyosi bhagavan maya Katham Kako Vidyam aham Naispoznam Yogin О, найвечий містик. Твам, тебе. Сада, змирай. Парічинтаян, мислечна. Кешу, катерих. Кешу, у катерих. Ча, туди. Бхавешу, подобах. Чинтя, асі, все те є треба спомінити. Бхагаван, о Всевишні, Мая, мені. О Кришна, о найвечий містик, како легко ненехно мислим на те, ін како те легко спознам, у котерих подобах най се те спомінем, о Всевишня Божанська особност. Коментар. Кот є речено у енем от прейшніх поглаві, Всевишнього Господа прикрива негова енергія йога мая. Видіо га легко ле бакте, душе предане нему. Арджуна є здай препричан, да є негов приятел Кришна Всевишня Божанська особливість. Рад па би ведел, како легко всепрежимаючого Господа спознаю навадні люди. Навадні люди, включно з демоні і атеїсти, не можуть спознати Кришне, керга щиті негова енергія йога мая. Арджуна туди та впрашання поставля за ніхово добро. Узвішеному бакті ні само до тега, да би сам спознав Кришну. Темвеч би рад, да би га познали усі люди. Арджуна є код вайшнав, озірмо бакта, милостен чоловік. Зато дає навадним людям можност да спознаю всепрежимаючо нараву Всевишнього Господа. Господа. Кришно є наменома оговорив з йогім. Кайде Срі Кришна є управител йога мая, енергія, ки га пред навадним чоловеком скріє, алі па му га разкріє. Наваден чоловек, ки нема любезних до Кришне, не може непрестанно мислити нань. Зато є присилен розмішляти о матеріальних стварях. Арджуна упоштева начин розмішлення матеріалістичних людей тега света. Beseda kešu, kešu ča bhavešu se nanašuje na materialno naravo. Beseda bhava pomeni materialne stvari. Ker materialisti ne morejo doumeti Krišnove duhovne narave, se jim svetuje, da meditirajo o materialnih stvarih in poskušajo videti, kako je Krišna navzoč v njih. O Krišna, o največji mistik, kako lahko nenehno mislim na te in kako te lahko spoznam, v katerih podobah naj se te spominjam, o vsevišna božanska osebnost. Bhakti is practical. Bhakti is for everyone. You can see, here Arjuna is trying to give a method, even a method for a demoniac atheist. Sometimes we think, that's okay, what they say there in the class, this is for, you know, those pure devotees, for sannyasis, okay, maybe for 3-4 brahmacharis in the temple. But I am a busy person. I have so many responsibilities. Besides, I have arthritis. Or diabetes. Or what else? Something. We all have something. Right? So therefore, you know, come on. Let's be real. Get real, you know. Okay, maybe on Sunday we can come for, you know, sing a little bit, but who can do this? Who can do this? So, you can see, here Srila Prabhupada says, no problem, even a demoniac atheist can be blessed, with vidya. So vidya, here, that's what Arjuna is asking, vidya, give me vidya. So we have vidya, the word vidya, in a very famous verse about happy process. 9.2. How does it start? Raja vidya raja guhyam pavitram idamuttamam pavit. So it starts with Raja Vidya, royal Vidya. So Vidya, oftentimes we understand as knowledge, but Vidya is a very interesting word. Vidya must be practical. Vidya means it's not for just 7:20 p.m. Like, you know, we can think, okay, before 8 a.m., I remember Krishna. And after 7 or 6:30, I can remember Krishna. But in between, Krishna says, Arjuna, when you work, don't you dare remembering me. Morning, evening, okay. Then you say your prayer. Also when you eat, that's also okay. You can say grace. How does it go? Sharira videjal, jani mai janitai, ram ram ki jai. Let's eat. Let's eat. That's okay. There we can say some. Can remember Krishna. But in between, it's not practical. No. Arjuna is asking, give me a practical method. How to remember all the time. So if we are successful, if and when we are in love with Krishna, then we cannot forget him. The gopis are saying, oh Krishna, what is this? No, they don't say Krishna. They say Krishna, but they say, please give us some method when we cook, when we wash, when we milk cows, when we churn the milk. We cannot forget Krishna. We have to be practical. We have to wash the floor, and we cannot properly wash the floor because our eyes are clouded by tears. And we remember Krishna, and our hands are trembling because they are in love with Krishna. So wherever they look, they remember Krishna. All the time. Krishna directly. So that's love. So that's love, and this is very fortunate. This is very fortunate. It's too fortunate, let's say. If we consider our good fortune, then gopis are much more too fortunate compared to some of our good fortune, ours fortune, right? So, if we have love, we cannot forget Krishna. We cannot forget Krishna. As there is a beautiful verse from Prabodhananda Saraswati Pad in Radharasa Sudanidhi. It says, one gopi is asking Radharani. She says, Radharani, what is this? When you look at the black Yamuna, you cannot stop looking. When you look at the black cloud, you cannot stop looking. When you look at the black tamal tree, you cannot stop looking. But as soon as somebody says Shyam Shyam, you say stop, stop. Why? This is strange. You don't want to hear about Shyam, you don't want to speak about Shyam, but you can't stop look at the Shyam things and remembering Shyam things. So that's a very high special level. So therefore, Arjuna here is asking something very practical, vidya. Vidya means give us a practical method. Vidya also means a mystical meditation, vidya. So vidya is also famous in the Vedanta Sutra and in the Upanishads. So there are 32 famous vidyas in the Upanishads. Given by, they have been collected by the followers of Ramanujacharya, Sri Ramanujacharya. So, if you look, if you consider these vidyas, for example, you can meditate, you are supposed to remember the absolute truth, the supreme power, you're supposed to remember God, you're supposed to remember Krishna, when you look at the sun. You look at the sun and you think, oh, that's the eye of God. Yes? And you can meditate. The sun, there are so many ways to meditate on Krishna when we look at the sun. Right? How many ways can we think about Krishna when we meditate on the sun? Krishna's eye. How? Oh yeah, Paramatma Bhagavan and Brahma Jyoti, yes. Three levels, yes. How else? Surya Narayana. That's too exalted. Give me something more simple. Time, yes. Kala Chakra. Light and darkness. So the sun is like the spring moving the watch. The sun moves the sky. Sky is like the watch face, the face of the watch or clock, and the sun is moving this watch, right? Everything is moving. He's there, but he's also here. Yes, everywhere. Is this wood? This is wood, right? So he's also here in the wood. He's also in this light. He's so many places. Huh? This is plastic. Even plastic. Because plastic is made out of oil. Oil is rotten trees. And trees grow by the power of the sun. So plastic is also sun. It's there for everybody, yes. Yeah. Sending rain, sending warmth is heating us. Is the universal heater for everybody. And big Krishna has put a big heater in the sky. It's such a nice heater that we all feel warm. And when it's too warm, then the sun evaporates rain, evaporates water, and it covers. So many ways. Yeah. Famously, the sun was slightly hotter or cooler, or slightly further or closer, then we would either burn or freeze. But it's all in perfect position. Any other ideas about the sun? So that's one vidya, yeah? Meditating on the Lord in the sun. There is Chandogya Upanishad gives madhu vidya, honey. Oh, I like this vidya, honey. We can meditate Chandogya 3.1, that honey is present in all the flowers. There is prana. We can meditate on the absolute in breath. You can breathe in, breathe out. So that's this air is also the supreme. It's also Brahman. We can meditate on him as Akash. He gives space for everybody. Akash. Akash, space, home. He gives us a room to breathe and to be, to move. Yeah. Antaraditya, that's he's the sun. Gayatri, Panchagni, five fires. Anyway, this is very esoteric. Different fires. Primarily for grihastas, probably. Nyasa, surrender. We can understand the Supreme through surrender. Death, anyway, so these are 32 vidyas in the Upanishads. So this is a practical way to meditate on God and to see God and to understand that God exists. So here, Arjuna is asking for such practical vidyas, and Krishna will give 81 meditation, 81 vidya, 81 method to see him all the time around us. Mostly good things, but also some of the things that may not be so pleasant. Do you remember any of the vidyas Krishna is about to give? Like, remember from the future verses. Shark, yes. No, that's... shark. Shark among the aquatics, yes. Garuda among the birds. Next time you see Garuda, no. Next time you see birds. Well, Garuda also in the temples. Many temples we have Garuda, Stamba. The lion, yes. The lion. Himalaya, yes. Who? Japa, yes, Japanam, no, Yagyanam Japa Yagyo Smi. Of the sacrifices, I am Japa. How do you say whispering? Shepetanya. Japa is the same word. Japa. Shepetanya. Yes. Intelligence, speech, yeah, of the women, I am intelligence, speech, beauty, remembrance, fame. Yes. Mauna, yes, of secret things I am silence. Yeah. Yeah, you know, of two people can keep a secret if one of them is dead. Sometimes I forget myself again, trying to. Yes. I should be more serious. Sorry. Anything else you remember forward from the coming verses? Yes, of devotees I am Uddhava. And among the Pandavas I am Arjuna. Yes. You can very nicely remember forward. Who? Ushana. Of deep thinkers I am Ushana, who is also known as the deity of the Venus planet, Shukracharya, Hare Krishna, Lord of comforts, pleasures, and enjoyments, Guru of the demons. Ananda Varadhan Prabhu will tell you later. Yes, Mushana. Okay, so 81 vidya, 81 way to see God and to remember God. These are majestic, wonderful, amazing things. Yeah? Urja. Urja means bright, powerful. Bright and powerful things. And I was sometimes pondering, thinking how so many devotees were mountaineers. So Slovenia is lovely country with wonderful mountains. Even yesterday, as we were just crossing the border, about to land, I saw on my left some mountains. I thought I should consult Misho Prabhu. What are these mountains? Because I don't know that there are such big mountains on the left. Okay, forward.
What is on the left?
Yeah, on the seaside.
From which side?
From the east.
The
Limite. The Limite is a little further. I think that's... Yeah. I remember we went to Sveta Katarina one time. That's that side. Yeah, so what I'm saying, in Slovenia we have plenty of mountains. So, Slovenia, you can see, is very devotional. I think. Because, you see, in general, I think, for people who live in nature, it's difficult to be atheistic. If you live in a city, even a nice city, still, it's tough. So therefore, we see only human creations. But when you are close to the nature, you see God's creations. And then you are naturally inclined to accept, oh yeah, there is something. Something is there. I don't know who or what, but something is there, or somebody. Even when you say something, you know, this something looks too much like a person. Yeah, we can call it something, but actually it's someone, a person, somebody. No, not body. Yeah, body, somebody, transcendental body. Satchitananda vigra. Or even villagers, if you don't have mountains, still you are with nature, you see the special cycles, and you can meditate. So I was wondering that so many devotees come from those who like to go to the mountains, who like to go to the trips in the nature, some forest trips and so forth. So that's your encounter with these vibhutis, Krishna's vibhutis, because you get in touch with representations or manifestations or presence of God. Here, therefore, you become Krishna conscious. And then you just need, of course, if you don't meet devotees, then it's not enough. You can be a mountaineer your whole life, which is good, but not good enough. Not good enough. You need to meet devotees who come with the books and say, sir, how did Vasudev Datta say? He said, you're such a nice soul. Asi taka lepa dušica. Yes? That's how he was saying, right? As far as I remember. And then the person, you know, who can say no? Of course I'm. Seveda sem lepa dušica. So then, we have a book just for people like you. Really? Let me see. Or some people who go with Harinam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And then you see them once, see them twice, see them thrice, and then finally you decide to surrender and eat one pishkotka. Oh, it now okay. Okay. Okay, you surrender and then you stay near the Harinam for 3 seconds. And then look for 3 seconds. And then the next time you make it 20 seconds and then you are well on the way to Krishna's mercy. Infinite Krishna's mercy. So, these are vidyas. So 81 way to see Krishna, remember Krishna. Most of them are nice. At least shark, yeah. I mean, from a distance. Sharks and lions. Some of them. Or Samaveda, among the Vedas, very beautiful Veda. He's the beginning and the end. He's Brihaspati. He's the banyan tree. Banyan tree. Here you have banyan cousin of the banyan. You know what it is? Figa, smokwa, yeah. Smokwa is ficus, how is it called? Forgot. Who remembers Latin? But banyan is ficus religiosa in Latin. It's a religious smokwa. Well, smokwa also is also religious. It's in the Bible. Yes, it was feeding some saintly people. Hare Krishna. Yes. So, Narada Muni, who is present right now, right here, Hare Krishna, not as Vibhuti, but as who? Shrivas Thakur, yes, Hare Krishna. Bog Lubezni, Hare Krishna. Med Kachami Pa Vasuki. So, many ways to meditate on Krishna. Med Cherkami Sam Cherka. Ah. Cherkami. Actually, akshara, yeah, it's a syllable, but because Sanskrit is the syllabic script. So therefore, syllable and letter is the same. So, A is Krishna. Very nice. Still, we need to learn to see Krishna all the time, everywhere. Is shark dangerous for men?
Dangerous for men, yeah. Shark.
You're saying or asking?
You can see him all the time. Everything is dangerous.
Yeah. Yeah, many things are there. Krishna says, Jayosmi vyavasayosmi sattvam satavatamaham med gulufiyami sem kotskanya. Hare Krishna. In siyai usega siyainaga sem, zmaga sem, pustolovshchina in moch mochnich. Pustolovshchina. I am adventure, he says. I am adventure. So there are different types of adventure. Pustolovshchina. Lovish nekaj praznega, ne? Pustolovshchina. Yeah, anyway, so there is... 81 way, but these are supposed just to give us an idea. And I think more important than try to see sharks in the streets of Ljubljana, also possible, mogoče, kako se je, tajkuni, yeah? Business sharks, and students of the nectar of devotion. Study to become sharks in the ocean of bhakti. So, some of you are swimming here, yes, in the ocean of bhakti. It's a course, yes, some take courses, MBA is how to become a business shark. And bhakti shastri is how to become a bhakti shark. Drinking in the ocean of juice. Swimming in the ocean of juice. Hare Krishna. Which is also nice, I think. But it seems that we need to learn to see Krishna in things negative, in things which are negative. Because oftentimes we think that only when I'm successful. Success is Krishna, but failure I don't know. And happiness, obviously, that's Krishna. Happiness is Krishna, right? And misery, no. How can misery be Krishna? Misery cannot be Krishna. Meeting with Krishna, that's meeting. But separation, no. That must be only not from Krishna, only from Maya. Right? But everything is Krishna's energy. And unless we learn how to meditate on Krishna everywhere and all the time, even seeing Krishna in bad, so-called bad things, even seeing Krishna in misery, then we will have to forget Krishna. If I don't see Krishna in misery, if I don't see Krishna in unpleasant things, if I don't see Krishna in so-called bad things, if I don't see Krishna in things material, then I have to forget Krishna out of the 24 hours. I have to forget Krishna 16 hours a day. Okay, 2 hours I chant japa, maybe, and 6 hours I sleep. So sleep is obviously Krishna, right? Evidently, you can see this is Krishna. Such a happy. But then the other 16 hours, I will have to forget Krishna. So unless you see Krishna in tears, in misery, in pain, in things material, how can we remember Krishna more? At least we have to find two, three bad things that we, okay, you, one bad thing, you are also Krishna's energy. You know, of the bad things, I am the baddest. You know, Krishna could say, he's the baddest thing of all the bad things. So if something, you know, because everything is from Krishna. So then we can remember Krishna. And then we can use negative, we can turn negative into positive. Or negative into something that moves us towards Krishna. This is Vidya. He does mention some things here that are somewhat negative, like cheating, like ending death, and so forth, right? And this way, we can turn our materialism into spiritualism. We can see Krishna in bad things, we can at least try. And then as Queen Kunti, she will say Vipada, because she's saying this Sampad, our wealth, is useless, because you go away. So Vipada Santuta Shashvat Tatra Tatra Jagat Guru Bhavato Darshanam Yatsyat Apunar Bhava Darshanam. O Krishna, may miseries come again and again. May different misery. Vipad means misery. Emotional vipad, it means also misery material. Something is missing, something is lacking. So may this come again and again, and she has good experience. They spent 14 years in the forest, hiding. And more, actually, so much misery was there. And she says, may it come again and again, because by it, we see you. By that, we see you. And by seeing you, we will never again see this Ferris wheel. This, in Ukraine, we call it Chortove Koleso, this devil's wheel, you know, rotating up and down, up and down. Kako? Vertelyak. Yeah, yeah. Yes, of this material world. Hare Krishna. Srimati Queen Kunti Ki Jai. Vidya's practical ways to meditate on Krishna Ki Jai. Bad things connecting us to Krishna Ki Jai. What to do? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Any comments? Any questions? Any suggestions? Any ideas how to see Krishna in some of the bad things? Yes, yes, thank you. Yeah, several times he says, because Krishna says, Rasoham Apsukante, I am the taste of water. Prabhupada says, no, rasa means also any liquid. So if an alcoholic or drunkard meditates on the attractive quality of wine as Krishna, they will be Krishna conscious. And as far as I understand, there is some record of two people becoming devotees from that. Prabhupada says this several, more than once. Actually, in Kunti Devi lectures, also he says this. And at least two people became devotees. One in France, and one is somewhere else, I don't remember where. They became devotees by such meditation. So, take heart. Take heart means be courageous. Yes, be courageous. Take heart, be courageous. Krishna has surrounded us. We are surrounded. There is no other way but surrender to Krishna. So no worries. Even something. Yes.
Gadadhar Pandit Prabhu, he washed off the whole Bhagavatam with his tears.
Oh yeah.
Didn't he?
I saw the one from here.
Yeah.
I heard washed off the whole Bhagavatam. Really? How did he? okay, like this. Okay, yeah, that one.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he was probably seeing Krishna's mercy everywhere in the Bhagavatam. But then I was asking myself what he saw in, for example, in fifth canto, in descriptions of trajectories of the sun, and then he washed those verses too. Or
well, somebody would do well to study which verses he washed off and which he didn't. I don't know if he washed away every which verse or just some verses. Maybe some verses were more washed than others. Well, well, if you see how the Bhagavatam describes the universe, basically, that was also the question from Parikshit. How do I meditate on Krishna when I see the universe? That was his question. So then he gives the Shishumara, the dolphin in the sky, rotating, you know, the 27 nakshatras. And the polar star and all the, so this is Krishna's form. And anybody who remembers Shishumara Chakra in the evening becomes free from sin. Congratulations, Hare Krishna. And all the planets are described as planets where the different forms of Krishna are worshipped. So it's fully Krishna conscious, actually. It's not that much that's technical. Mostly it's very, very like prayers of Prahlad. Svastyastu vishvasya kala prasidatam deyanta bhutani shivam itodaya manascha badram bhajatada dokshaje shivam aveshyatam no matirapya haituki. May we all become absorbed in Krishna consciousness, because this way we will be able to have strong intelligence and wish each other well, and may everybody be happy. Hare Krishna. It's fully Krishna conscious. Yes. And you can see, just as Arjuna is here showing, Prabhupada says, this is how a devotee. This is a devotee. Who is a devotee? A devotee is somebody who is merciful. So that's Madhyam, right? We want to be kind. So a devotee who is one who is merciful. So you can see here, Arjuna is trying to help us see Krishna in matter. To see Krishna in so-called material things, see Krishna everywhere, so that we can remember Krishna more. Be connected to Krishna through everything we do, through everywhere we look. So, we, should I say you, yes. I understand this is, of all the words that attract attention, the strongest word to attract attention is you. Yeah? You, yes. You, as devotees, also may join Arjuna in helping this world meet Krishna more in many ways. So obviously, primarily, first of all, in the Bhagavatam, in the deities, in prasadam, and in chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. But then, you know, I already chant my 16 circles. I don't know if I can call them rounds, because, but at least circles I'm chanting. My 16 circles. Around my beads. And then, that's good. This time at least, you know, it feels good, you know, these beads on my hands. Feels good. I'm joking about myself. I'm not making fun of anybody. Don't please think that it's myself. But then, you know, sometimes I want to go out to the park and it's raining. And I think, what's wrong with this? Or I hope it's going to be cool and it's too hot. And I think, what's wrong with it? So, you can help me by letting me know how I can see Krishna in sun or in rain also. How can I see Krishna in rain? I can see Krishna in rain because... Through the sun?
He's master of yagya.
Master of yagya? Yeah, you just did yagya. Oh. Huh?
Rain is water.
Mercy? Rain is water? Even more, rain is pradizhnike and pradizhnike in kaisha, maravice in yes. No rain, no apricots. Sorry, no rain, no peaches. Yeah. Also, no sun. Same thing. No figs. Yes. So. So, oh, okay, oh, all right, then, okay, let it be. Thank you, Krishna.
There are a couple of questions from internet. By Avadhutarai Prabhu.
Who?
Avadhutarai Prabhu.
Oh, Hare Krishna.
And he's saying, so, Arjuna wants to give vidya to demoniac.
Yes.
Okay, one of the explanation of vidya is devotional service. Something very practical. Is there any demon who accepted bhakti? Or at least which demon would like to accept the 81 vidyas?
Which demon what?
Would like to accept 81 vidyas.
Yeah?
Is there any record of this?
Yes. I'm one. At least. Oh, here's another one. We have two. Prahlad, yeah, he says. Prahlad.
I accepted one. Shark.
Shark. He is three. You have three and one in Shastra. Yeah?
And there is another one. Parikshit was already a pure devotee. Why did Shukadeva told him to meditate on the universal form instead, let's say, on the holy name? Which is better thing to... What is better thing?
Yeah, as I said, obviously, holy name is the best. But then, let's say, somebody has to do some work where they cannot chant or hear the holy names. So how can they remember? How can they remember Krishna? I don't remember. Was it Urmila Devi here who said this, gave this example that, I think here, she said, it's not that Krishna told Arjuna, you remember me only then and then, but not more. When you work, don't you dare remembering me. Was it this joke she said here? No? She told this joke here? I think I heard it here from her. So, no, Krishna says, Mam anusmara yudhyacha, remember me and fight. So that's why he's giving all of this. And also Arjuna, Prabhupada explains that Arjuna himself was in love with, I'm talking to you as if I'm explaining to you, where is it? There, right? Too much effulgence from that bulb. It's there, right? Avadutra is there, correct? It's there? Hare Krishna. So, Prabhupada explains in the purport that Arjuna was already in love, in full Krishna consciousness, so he is okay, he's perfectly fine. But he wants to give all of us this chance, so that's why he's explaining this. Same with Parikshit. How to remember Krishna when we look at the sky, how to remember Krishna when we, like, you know, when you will be flying in your spaceship on the way to Vaikuntha. And then on the way, you will see Venus and Shukracharya giving blessings. Enjoy, enjoy. Then you think, oh, wait. Hey, go slow. And you think, how about, maybe I should make a stop here for a few years, maybe. And then we will resume our journey to Vaikuntha, stopover, right? Just like in a train, sometimes you can stop your journey. So, therefore, he's asking this question so that Shukadeva helps us remember Krishna whatever we see. Everywhere we look, even in this universe, the sun, the moon, the planets of the ghosts. Is it time yet? Yeah, it's coming close. We can talk about ghosts. So there is a region of ghosts, then there is a region of angels. There is so many different regions, so how can we remember? Yes, Hare Krishna. How can we remember Krishna when we see these manifestations? So that's also same as Arjuna, to help. And then it's your task. It's your task to help mercifully everybody remember Krishna when they look at Venus. Sometimes you see Venus morning or evening, very bright. Last year it was so bright, Shukra Graha, very bright, very attractive. So you can remember, oh, this is one of the planets mentioned in the Bhagavatam. There is Shukracharya, he's also a hidden devotee. He surrendered to Vamanadev. And you look at Venus and you remember that Vamanadev asked Shukracharya, so you said this yagya will be spoiled, so fix it. You're the Brahmana, fix it. And 8.16.23, and Shukracharya says, mantratas tantratas chidram desha kalarta vastuta jar shibanchatatva ki jar. Whatever defects, chidram, are there in mantra, procedure, mantra place, time, and materials, ingredients, Sarvam karoti nishchidram. Everything is made faultless. Anusankirtanam tava. Chanting of your holy names. And Prabhupada always clarifies, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Shri Shukracharya Maharaj Ki Joy. From this chapter of the 8th canto, at least. And as somebody who also is mentioned by Krishna, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.